99.9 Radio USA, drunk on you from Luke Bryan at 6:50. It's 13 degrees. It's Scott Hansen in the morning, and I have weird news for you just ahead of music from Brett Eldridge. His song Beat of the Music is coming up right now. A New York woman has a court appearance on tap after spending the better part of 2 days swiping beer from her local Walmart and guzzling it while hiding in the store. Elizabeth McGovern was spotted drinking in the beer aisle in order to get lost, but when the employee who gave her the boot was leaving for the day, he spotted her asleep on the loading dock, surrounded by more empty cans of beer. McGovern was roused from her stupor, but she decided to roll back the very next morning for an eye-opener, which she pocketed and drank in the ladies' room. Before police arrived, the 52-year-old was charged with larceny and third-degree criminal trespass. And an Illinois man bowled a 280 over the weekend and broke a bowling record. Now, of course, scoring a 280 has been done many times before. It's not a perfect game, but Andrew Cowan did it, bowling backwards. Cowan says he's actually comfortable bowling backwards and it doesn't put any extra strain on his arm. He didn't even look back to see how many pins he knocked down, and he was able to tell by the sound. He had a 280, and that included 10 consecutive strikes. Bowling backwards. I'm trying to think of how you would do that. You obviously face the other direction, and but do you walk up to the line backwards? And I don't know. I'd have to see video of the man bowling backwards. But a 280, respectable for frontwards or backwards. That's the weird news this morning at 6:52.
How would you like?